the dead zone. It sounds ominous, mysterious. Seth Blitch, coastal program manager for the Nature Conservancy in Louisiana, explains what it means.
So it's a phenomena that, is my understanding, didn't even really exist before the 1970s, but is an environmental response to high nutrient loads, primarily nitrogen and phosphorus.
All those nutrients delivered to the Gulf are like a buffet for algae, who feast on this newly found food supply. The feeding causes them to rapidly reproduce, creating huge algal blooms. Those algae soon die, and their decomposition removes oxygen from the water. That's a problem for marine life.
It's an area where you can't live. It'd be just like anywhere.
Judy Palermo is a spokeswoman for the Indianapolis Zoo. A quick geography lesson explains why a zoo in Indianapolis is so concerned with something happening nearly 1,000 miles away in the Gulf of Mexico. There's a river in Indiana named the Wabash. The Wabash flows into the Ohio River, which eventually joins the Mississippi River.
One of the tenets of conservation and ecology is that everything is connected in some way, and that's true everywhere, and it's evident in the Gulf and in the Mississippi River Basin because the basin itself drains about 41% of the United States.
Blitch says the Mississippi River Basin connects Indiana and Louisiana ecologically. This infrastructure delivers the nutrients that create the Gulf's dead zone.
It happens largely off the coast of Louisiana from the mouth of the Mississippi west. Typically, when you have higher flows in the Mississippi River, you have a larger dead zone because you're just delivering more water, which carries more of those nutrients with it.
Palermo adds,
and basically, 10 to 11% of the nitrates and phosphates in the Gulf actually come from Indiana.
To educate visitors on the dead zone, the Indianapolis Zoo is revamping their dolphin exhibit. As part of the new exhibit, the Nature Conservancy helped the zoo film a video of wild dolphins swimming off the coast of Grand Isle. While those dolphins can always swim out of the dead zone, they're still affected by it.
The low oxygen itself, for the most part, unless they're organisms that can't move, don't directly kill fish. But what happens is that dolphins feed primarily on fish. They love fish. When all those fish leave the area of the dead zone, those dolphins aren't going to be there either because there's nothing to eat, and they will also leave and follow the fish.
Farm runoff, rich with nitrogen and phosphorus, is commonly blamed for creating the dead zone. Blitch isn't quick to point fingers, though.
We have a board member that says never, you know, criticize a farmer with your mouth full. You know, if we're talking about the dead zone, it's not an issue that you could point to anybody. It's again, to me, it is a societal thing.
And that makes finding a solution complicated.
And nutrients by themselves aren't inherently bad. I mean, everything needs nutrients to survive and grow. It's you know, it can be in excess. It's a combination of a lot of different practices, whether they're agriculture, whether it's impervious surfaces, or, you know, or how waters are treated or not treated, and then how those waters are available or not available to marshes, which can actually also absorb nutrients. And so it's complex because it's connected.
Judy Palermo hopes the dolphins at the Indianapolis Zoo will establish an emotional connection between their wild cousins in the Gulf and the audience.
We always say that we are a conservation organization that just happens to have a zoo. By seeing this video, when people see one of the animals, they're kind of ambassadors for their species in the wild.
Because of the Mississippi River Basin, Indiana and Louisiana are linked.
The choices we make in Indiana don't just affect us. They affect animals states away. They affect, I mean, really, if you look at it the whole way down the Mississippi, it could affect what we do, you know, down the Wabash River. So we're not living on an island in more ways than one.
For WRKF News, I'm Nick Jansen.